Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4. There is a common salvation, Jude verse 3, and that salvation is made known by preaching. We are not saved by an experience or a feeling, but rather we are saved by hearing the message of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. This message must be received by faith and obedience into the human heart for one to be saved. The mere hearing of truth cannot save, but rather the hearing and the receiving of truth will save. The heart must be convicted of sin. The multitude in Jerusalem were told, "Ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it." Acts 2:23-24. Preaching must make sin known. Some hearers do not wish to hear of sin. We want to be made to feel good. Sin will not make us feel good. Sin is the transgression of the law, 1 John 3:8. Some think of sin as a mistake or an error of judgment. Sin is a violation of the very nature of God. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil, 1 John 3:8. Sin was the reason that Adam and Eve were driven out of the Garden of Eden. Sin was the reason that God destroyed the world by the flood, and sin is the problem in our world. Preaching must reveal sin so that hearts can be convicted and repentance can come. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Acts 2:38. Until preaching convicts the heart of sin, salvation will never be sought. Stephen was killed because his preaching cut to the heart, Acts 7:54. Instead of receiving the gospel, they killed the preacher. Stephen was dead, but the word of the Lord endureth forever, 1 Peter 1:25. What are you doing with the gospel that you are hearing? Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.